The Friday Mix. Travel.
It's now 5 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're talking travel right now as more news continues to flow our way with the tourism sector. You know, lots of jobs have been lost in the sector. Airlines, in fact, are looking at returning to the skies as early as June. And we've been seeing different reports about what different airlines are going to be doing. For instance, the skies will be open in the UK and France for domestic travel, and some have said they are going to continue to sell that middle seat, while others have said, no, it's only going to be the window and the aisle, along with other precautions. Even your schematic showing Perspex sheet that sits over the middle aisle, and therefore also providing a separation between the window seat passenger and the aisle seat passenger, and even how airline staff will start dressing differently, hazmat suits over their uniforms, masks and shields as well. So these are just some of the activities in that sector. And Gabby, you're always watching for what is happening in this space. And today you've got the top 10 happiest countries on earth for 2020.
Yes, I thought we could do with a little bit of a lighthearted chat after there's been a lot of like updates on the in terms of on the travel side of things.
Mm.
So the World Happiness Report, it's actually a report that's released annually by the United Nations. And what they do, they survey the state of global happiness, ranking 156 countries by how happy their citizens perceive themselves to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now the 2020 report is focused on environments for happiness, and it takes in data on the social environment, the happiness in the cities and rural areas, and the natural environment. And what's quite interesting in this report, it also links between happiness and sustainable development, which is more important now than ever, actually,
yes,
given the circumstances.
I'm so glad you said that, because these the various matrices, is that the right plural? Not sure. but they also need, we need to start seeing the sustainability question being included more, not just on a matrix such as this or a list such as this, but also in boardrooms. You know, if you're a shareholder, if you're an investor, are you demanding that the organization that you are investing in exercise certain or get involved in certain sustainability initiatives, for instance, start to be more sustainable and more responsible to the environment? So it's good that this is a factor in what has been measured.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what you'll notice in this list, we'll run through through the top 10 quite quickly, is that most of them are very outdoorsy places, which is quite interesting to note.
Okay, so let's look at them.
Cool. So at number 10, you've got Luxembourg. Now, Luxembourg, it's a tiny city in Europe, but they've got the most incredible forest trails. They've got waterfalls and also a thriving local wine scene, which I would imagine very positively contributes to happiness in some regard for some people.
Okay.
And number 9, we've got Austria.
Yes.
Again, also a place with beautiful landscapes in the snow, in the summer. It's just an incredible city or country. We've got New Zealand coming in at number 8. New Zealand is an incredible, again, also an outdoorsy destination. Coastlines with beaches, jaw-dropping mountain peaks, and just all-round incredible everything in New Zealand. So that's number 8.
Yeah.
At number 7, we've got Sweden. Sweden, again, another beautiful place that sort of has the outdoor side of things. They've got glaciers. They've got deep blue archipelagos with, and also a beautiful cosmopolitan capital in the form of Stockholm, which is quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
At number 6, we've got the Netherlands, which is also stunning national parks, fields of tulips, canal-lined cities, just so much beauty in one place.
Right.
Number 5, we've got Norway, which was actually the happiest country in 2017. Now, Norway is very popular on these happiness lists because of their stellar standard of living. They've got an impeccable welfare system, and they've just got an overall contentment with the simple things in life, which is something really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, we've got Iceland. Number three, we've got Switzerland.
Oh, not Geneva. Sorry, that's just a joke. Minister. All right, so Switzerland at three.
That's it. And number two is Denmark. Now, Denmark was held the top spot in 2012, 2013, and 2016. So the Danish, they know what they're doing when it comes to overall happiness. And at number one on the list, it shouldn't come as a surprise because this country has been number one on the list for the last 3 years in a row, and that's Finland.
Okay, wow.
Which is very interesting. Another, this is another place where people feel that the government and sort of like the communities look after each other and their well-being, which obviously contributes toward an overall sense of happiness, which is, yeah, it's a very interesting list. Lots of outdoorsy places, which, yeah, I think talks to what a lot of us are missing locally being in lockdown, just that sense of outdoors and how much that impacts our happiness and our well-being overall.
Absolutely. Gabby, thank you. Thank you for that rundown through that list. The only country in the Southern Hemisphere to feature on that list is New Zealand. Oh. Anyway, I was hoping that it would be more representative, but it's not. It's, imagine being a European country and you're not on this list. You're absolutely failing because it is mostly European countries.